So can you go through the five subtypes and generally what you see in terms of HER2 and ER and other biologic and clinical characteristics?
There's two parts to that. One is in terms of gene expression arrays, there are differences that are characteristic among these subtypes. Luminal A and luminal B are the two ER-positive subtypes. Luminal A tends to have in the ER and ER-regulated genes higher expression of them compared to the luminal Bs, where they're still expression of the ER and related genes, but they tend to be a little lower. HER2-positive, ER-positive breast cancers tend to fall into the luminal B category, which fits with another characteristic of the luminal Bs, which is they tend to have higher expression of the proliferative gene clusters. They usually have relatively few P53 mutations, and those are probably the main characteristics within expression profiling of the luminals.
Why do they call it luminal?
The gene expression pattern that they most resemble from the normal epithelial component is the luminal epithelial cells, which I think Jenny was getting to the question of whether this reflects a cell of origin issue or whether this is simply a similarity with other causes, I think has not been answered, and certainly Jenny can put her scientist hat on and speak more thoughtfully about it than I can. Basal-like similarly has a crude resemblance to the expression pattern of the basal epithelial cells of the breast. These are normal epithelial cells, so that's where the names came from. They weren't really designed to speak to cell of origin specifically. That analysis and that question is raised later.
So what do you see in the basal subtypes and the other two?
Well, the basal, as you know, we call them the triple negative in the clinical scenario because they're typically low for ER and its related genes, and it's low for HER2. So when we do clinical assays, most ER-negative, PR-negative, HER2-negative breast cancers are, in fact, basal-like. They're very highly proliferative. The proliferative gene cluster is typically very high in these. They do have, and you know, the basal phenotype, of course, the epithelial components, means that there are certain cytokeratins, 5, 6, 17, that are characteristically expressed. And then in addition, as you know, there are a few other characteristic differences. EGFR or HER1 tends to be relatively up in this group, and c-KIT also is part of the basal profile. And then the HER2 is up for the HER2 cluster of genes, so genes that are related to HER2 expression, and typically low in the ER-related genes.
Well, I think that's very interesting. And some work which Craig Ulrich's been doing in our group is that in the same classification holds true for DCIS.
Right.
So looking at the natural evolution of the disease, DCIS too has the same five subgroups. And I think that what Lisa said is very true. I mean, the primary tumor and the metastases, they cluster together. There are differences. I mean, it's a slightly different question if you ask, are there differences between the primary and the metastases? But by and large, if you expression profile a large number of primaries and metastases, the same patient samples will cluster together. So that's extremely interesting. And I think the DCIS having the similar molecular profile as invasive cancer is extremely interesting as well.
Lisa, can you comment on the fifth subtype?
The normal-like
right subtype?
No. I think, you know, Chuck, I think in his heart of heart, believes that those are probably tumors. They weren't well-sampled tumors in a sense. They really don't give you an expression profile that fits with the other things. I think they're kind of a black box at the moment. I think most of the people who work with these arrays think they just didn't have a high enough proportion of tumors in the sample. As you know, these are typically chunks of tumor that then get put into the array analysis. So it includes the tumor cells, the stroma, infiltrating lymphocytes, whatever else is there. And if you don't have a strong enough signal from the tumor cells, then you tend not to be able to, they don't fall out in a particular category. And that's where the so-called normal-like group probably is from.